It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning. It is a Taco Tuesday on the Colorado River. It's March 13th. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. Give you a little bit of idea what's going on around our Colorado River here in the valley. Regarding to the weather, we got a little strange rain that came through last night. Even this morning I got up and my car had sprinkles on it. Wow. We're only going to get up to 66 on the river today. Tomorrow, 74. And by the way, today at 66, that's going to be the last high in the 60s you see for a long time. We're in the 70s tomorrow, 74. And then we hit the 80s on Thursday. And we're in the 80s all weekend. Sunday, it's going to drop to 74, 76 on Monday. And then we're right back up to the 80s the following weekend. So our weather is starting to get gorgeous. It's going to be fantastic for the Kiwanis Kids Expo coming up on the 27th. We shut down Train Road, and we have lots of booths set up. And people need to come because it's going to be a good time and a lot of good information for everybody. A little bit about the COVID front here. I will tell you that I didn't update my form. I did not. Okay, well, my COVID information is outdated. I think I threw the wrong sheet of paper away earlier. But I will tell you that if you need to call into the Mojave County Health Department for COVID questions, 753-8665. 753-8665, and you just call them, ask them any questions, they'll find the answer for you. Where can you get a shot? Where can you get a second vaccine, a first vaccine? Who's eligible right now? If you still want to get a test, if you think you feel bad and you need a test, they can tell you where you can get that test. That's like the command center for the Mojave County Health Department there. All right, Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communications, Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, schedule maintenance, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring, experts in landscaping, beautiful designs, and complete installation, experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, scheduled treatments or problem areas, and they can take care of your weed problem. Call 758-5499 if you need a little help from Barron's. We broadcast live from the Laughlin Mall, and they sponsor our show. We have restaurants on this floor. Upstairs, we got clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate. That's right, Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory's open. Boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, vape products, art, Boys and Girls Club thrift store, the Watchman. Outside, we have jet skis, pet daycare, medical clinic, a dollar store, a bar, and a nail salon, and so much more. And no, it's not true. They're not tearing it down, and it is not up for sale. We're also brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. They're the experts in comfortable. If you like being comfortable in your home or office and you're not, call them. They'll come fix it for you. Your home, they do commercial or residential. So if you need help, 758-2400. They can take care of your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your air conditioner, your swamp cooler. They could even set up a schedule where they come to you twice a year and just automatically show up to do that and make sure all your equipment is in working condition. Call 758-2400. And we're also brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. And on the phone for the first time on the program, we have Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Larry.
We're social distancing today. She's in her office in Bullhead City. And, of course, I'm in the Laughlin Mall. How's Stephanie on a fine Tuesday?
Oh, great. It's a beautiful day out.
It's a tad chilly, but not too bad. Could be a lot worse compared to the rest of the country, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Now, Stephanie and I have known each other for 100 years. She used to work at Bank of America, was it?
Yeah. Bank of America.
And, of course, they closed the Bank of America in Bullhead City, and you can always tell proof of that when you drive by the ATMs and there's 20 cars in line. big mistake B of A did, as far as I'm concerned. And then we have a teller ATM right outside my door here, and there's always five or six people in line, like all day long, you know. So now you're with Greg Ignis and David over there at Farm. Well, I shouldn't say now. You've been there several years, right?
Yeah, I came on in 2014, the end of it.
Yeah. And so how's the world of insurance?
I love it. And this office is a great office to work in. Farm Bureau really cares about its clients. So that's what I really enjoy doing about this job is we make sure our clients are educated in what they have with us, or even if they're thinking of changing and they just want to sit down and talk to somebody, we'll go over their current policy with them too to let them know, hey, look, this is what you have and this is what we can do for you, or, you know, just give them different options too.
Right. So if... Don't you, when I read your live commercial, I say on the air that people probably just take those policies and throw them in the bottom of a dresser drawer because they don't take time to read them, you know, even though you give them to them, every insurance company gives them to them and sends them home with them, or if it's a national insurance company, you got to print it yourself on your computer, they don't even send it to you because it's all legal words and whatnot, and the average person can't read that and figure out what it says.
Yeah, it was definitely overwhelming, and I did the same thing. Before I started doing insurance, I would just toss that in the drawer
right.
And not worry about it. But, yeah, there's things that people need to understand and know about it, and it seems intimidating.
Yeah.
Because it's the insurance industry, but it isn't really difficult to understand if you get to sit down and talk to somebody about it.
Exactly. And I tell them, pack those up, throw them in a big envelope, and take them down to Stephanie and let her tell you what they say.
I tell them to bring it on down.
Yeah, bring it on down. And then you guys can bundle sometimes too, can't you? If they've got like an auto and a home and life insurance, can you put it all together and it's like one little payment a month? And
oh, yeah, we can bundle, cut down those multiple payments for insurances going out each month. We can bundle it, and the more you do, of course, the more discount you get. We also offer discount if you have life insurance with us, and that's just something really important for everybody to get anyway. I don't think that people realize until later in life that they should have got life insurance when they were younger.
Yeah, and of course, with this pandemic, we've kind of learned that because a lot of people, unfortunately, have succumbed to the virus at a young age.
Yeah, yep, we've seen a lot of that. Even, you know, in other industries and stuff where there was more exposure, there were people that were anywhere from their 30s to their 40s to their 50s dying that were normally healthy.
Right, and people that have been normally healthy, and then all of a sudden, bang, this virus has taken them to their knees.
Mm-hmm. And then again, you know, with that, the ripple effect when that affects your family. And that's something that life insurance can help you with.
Right.
You know, a lot of people think that it's so expensive to do and it's not worth it. But if you're just starting out and you just need to get something, there's a way to do that, that it's not going to break your bank, that it's going to be painless for you to get that coverage started so that, you know, God forbid something happened, then your family's not going to feel that ripple effect for years to come.
Right. Well, and I know I have an associate of mine. I really can't call her a friend. We don't go to lunch or anything like that, but she's a business associate. She's been on the show before, and not too long ago, she left our community and went to go with her boyfriend, and who had a ranch, And they were traveling at Christmas, and he got up to go to the store and didn't come back and was in a fatal collision. And he was in his 20s. And, you know, those type of things happen, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it shattered her and her life and her dreams and everything. And they weren't married, but they had plans. And you need that life insurance policy to be able to help you take care of the individual who passed and to take care of your own life and get back to some kind of normal day-to-day world.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's what insurance does. It's that protection, security, a financial security to come back from when something bad happens.
Yeah, it's one of those you hate to have it and you hate to pay for it, but boy, when it kicks in, you're glad you had it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, the last time Greg was on, he was talking about there's now a policy that it's a life insurance policy, but it also has a part of it that if you were to unfortunately get gravely ill and maybe ended up in a nursing home or something for 6 months or a year or two or three, that the policy pays for that.
Yes, and that's another thing that people don't understand is that life insurance doesn't just cover you when you pass away. It can help you as, like you said, you're getting older in life, and if somebody needs to have medical attention and stuff, they can take from those policies and use that to help pay for the cost that they're incurring as they are getting older. Or even as you're retiring, that's a good way to build extra income for retirement, too.
Right. Because, you know, God knows if you know, cancer hits you or something, or some kind of other ailment, or some kind of an injury, you know. I know a friend of mine that I worked with at the fire department whose grandfather was in a car crash, and he was paralyzed from the waist down. And so He was moved into a nursing home here in Bullhead City for almost 9 years until he passed. But still, that 9 years, had he had a life insurance policy, it would have covered it.
Yeah, the quality of life had changed. So, you know, that's something that it covers also.
Exactly. So let us take a little break, and then we can come back and we can talk a little bit about life, auto insurance and, renter's insurance. And let us take a break. If you have questions for Stephanie, you can give us a call. We have two lines here, 702-298-1063. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help, or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make sure your family is protected through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you a peace of mind and a true sense of family security. In Bullhead City, Greg Eidsness will take his time to sit with you and design the perfect protection for your family, a plan that can grow and change as your family does. Call Greg today, 763-8464. 763-8464. It never hurts to sit down and talk, and questions are free. 763-8464.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. Questions? Call Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404 or stop by and meet the staff, 2812 Silver Creek Road.
The Avi Resort and Casino invites all who serve this great nation to come play every Tuesday and bank yourself six times the points on all slot play. That's right, six times the points, and only at the Avi Resort and Casino. All veteran guests simply sign up for My Advantage Club if you aren't already a member and start racking up the points. It's that simple. Point bonus excludes video poker.
Avi Resort Casino.
We'll play and play. Fun's on its way. Avi Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio here on the ground floor. And each and every day, our program is brought to you by TWN Communications. TWN is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring you fiber-based internet to your home or your business. Fiber-based technology ensures you have faster access to internet speeds, keeping you and your home and your business connected. My favorite sentence of 2021, let me tell you. Pre-register today. Go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Then the more addresses that pop up through that, then they know where they're going to go through the community and place the next service. So and if you're not, you don't have a computer up, you can call 888-227-2095. And Speak Out is brought to you by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors, well, they know to leave their pets at Risen Star for a day or week or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available. They can do one-on-one or group classes. So, and pets love it at Risen Star. So give them a call. Talk to them about the classes. Get your puppies in there like we did. 754-3006. Or you can stop by their building at the end of Air Park at the airport. We're also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. If you're looking for some money, you may have a vacation home or refi. Maybe you want to, you know, add a pool or add on to the house. Grandma's coming to live with you or something. Well, you call the president and CEO, Chad Hansen. Now, let me tell you a story about Chad Hansen. I was talking to his elementary principal the other day. When Chad Hansen was in the third grade, he was sent, you know, misbehaving in class. He's sent to the principal's office. He doesn't go to the principal's. He goes out and writes a mortgage. Can you believe that? Yeah. This guy's been doing mortgages that long. You need his help? 288-2691. 288-2691. We're also brought to you by Barron Services, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Mojave Electric Cooperative, and Farm Bureau Financial Services. And speaking of Farm Bureau, we have Stephanie on the phone with us here for about six more minutes. And Stephanie, what about auto insurance? And is that getting harder for people to get because maybe they've had a crash or two?
Well, that does affect their rate.
Yeah.
As do a lot of other things. And auto insurance is misunderstood by so many people. They think that full coverage just covers everything, and it doesn't. There's differences in coverages. So, you know, when people say they have full coverage, usually they're just thinking that no matter what, their vehicle's covered. Well, that's not necessarily true.
Right. So there's a lot to it.
Yeah, definitely.
So go sit down with an expert. Go into Farm Bureau, or call them and make an appointment so you know they're available, 763-8464. And you can sit down with David or Stephanie or Greg, and they can help you with your auto insurance, and especially if you've got it financed, because you have to have it fully covered then, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And they can send a copy of it to your finance company for your car, and you don't have to worry about it. And, of course, they give you one of those little cards to stick in your vehicle, so if you ever get stopped and you go, because the cops always want to know, do you have insurance? You better show them that little card, you know.
And I have had clients call me and ask me to talk to the officer, and I do.
Well,
I have confirmed by phone insurance coverage.
And luckily you've been around Bullhead long enough that you know the law enforcement trusts your opinion on the phone, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could say, I went to school with Rodney Head. Come on, help me out here. It is John, Mr. Smith here has insurance. He's fully covered or whatever, yeah. Because he forgot
to. That's the best thing about this town is there's a lot of long-term friendships and
yeah.
stuff like that. And it's great.
Exactly. And that's usually because someone forgot to put that little card you gave them in their vehicle, huh?
That's That's true.
Yeah. They take it home with all that paperwork, and they set it in, on the counter, and they say, I'll put that in the car in the morning, and then it sits there for a week, a month, and longer and longer and longer, and it never gets into the car. Now, you guys do something kind of unique. You do agricultural insurance. What is that exactly?
It's for – the agricultural is more or less geared toward the farming industry. So the farmers, crops, animals, all of that. We do farming, and we do have experts for that that will come out and visit your property, your farming property, and help you with all of that type of coverage as well.
You know, and you said animals, and it's funny you say that because my brother-in-law is a rancher up in Cambria Pines, California. And I remember he told me one time that a deer coming into your fields can do $200 in damage a night.
Oh, probably at least that.
Yeah. And so that's what you, when you said animals, that's what you're talking about, where animals do property damage, right?
Well, not just that. You know, there's coverage for cattle and whatnot. So there's so many different coverages as far as farming and animals. There's coverage for protection, you know, from destruction of property. But as far as the farm animals go, there is quite a bit of them that can be covered under insurance policy in case something were to happen to them.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's available too.
Mm-hmm.
And then what about renter's insurance? You know, people think they move into an apartment or they're renting a mobile home from somebody. They think that right away all their stuff is covered, but it's not, is it?
No, not at all. Anything that they bring of theirs into that house is not covered by the property owner's insurance. That is something that they would have to cover themselves with a renter's policy. There is no coverage that the landlord can offer to cover the tenant's property.
Right.
So if where they were staying, God forbid, happened to burn down or something happened and destroyed some of their property, they would just be out of luck unless they had a renter's policy.
Right. And so, and it's not really expensive, is it?
Oh, no. Renter's policies are very inexpensive.
Yeah.
And
so,
if we do their auto and they put a renter's policy with that, that gives them the discount just like having home and auto insurance.
Fantastic. So get the policies. Call Farm Bureau, 763-8464. Don't procrastinate. Don't say, I'll do it next week. I'll have time then. Call now. Talk to Stephanie and say, make an appointment for me and give me a time. I got to come in there and we got to get this done.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Stephanie, thank you so much. It's good to talk to you. Haven't seen you for, well, I see you when I pop in and out of the office, but, you know, we need to get together at chamber ribbon cuttings and mixers again. So
yes, definitely we need to now that everything's clearing back up again.
Yeah. Stephanie, thank you so much. Give her a call, 763-8464.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Thank you.
Meet me at a Lawson and
Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, there's the best place in town. Something for everyone.
Chest pain, severe abdominal pain, or sudden numbness can be symptoms of a health emergency, and they're called emergencies for a reason. At Western Arizona Regional Medical, we know you're concerned for your safety. We are too. So don't delay care when faced with a life-threatening symptom. With limited entry points, screening, sanitizing, and social distancing, WARMC is taking extra precautions to keep our emergency rooms safe and ready to care for you. Visit WARMC.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
We would like to announce the declaration of independent pharmacists. Local independent pharmacists know your face, your name, and your history. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, the Apothecary Shop in Lake Havasu, are able to give you the personal service that makes all the difference because they know you. The Apothecary Shop is now stocking a complete line of Sunbum Sun Care products. The Apothecary Shop, 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital, Lake Havasu. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The voice of the free is KNTR. You can hear the area's only FM talk station on 106.3 FM everywhere you go via transmitter K294BV, Lake Havasu City, transmitter K292ES, Laughlin, and transmitter K292EU, Riviera. Three ways to hear KNTR. Streaming on KNTRTalk.com, 106.3 FM throughout the tri-state, and KJJJ HD2.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studio, brought to you each and every day by Walker Service Electric. His electricians are all over Mojave County every day. Residential issues, you call Walker. Commercial issues, you call Walker. New construction, you call Walker. High line power, you also call Walker. And their trucks are available. If you call early in the morning, they might even be able to get there that day. So if you have electrical issues, think Walker Service Electric. Available 24/7. Put the number in your cell phone because, you know, you can't call me and get it at 2 in the morning. And electrical issues don't happen, you know, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. 718-9444, 718-9444. Because it's usually 9 o'clock at night when your wife says, can we put a new light up there? Yeah. Then you can call them, leave a message. We're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving communities of Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. Right here in the mall, we have the Laughlin Walk-In. And then over in Fort Mojave, they have the Fort Mojave Walk-In on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano. The Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. They have the Imaging Center on Hancock Road at Train. The Outpatient Rehabilitation Center on Silver Creek at Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Oh, and then they have this thing called a hospital up on Silver Creek Road. Yeah, four floors. And they're there to take care of you. Whatever your need may be. If you don't feel well, call 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone. She'll transfer you to somebody who can help you. It's that simple. We're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, TWN Communications, Farm Bureau Financial Services, and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Wow, speaking of Mojave Electric Cooperative, we're bombarded today. We have two people here. How are you, Gina?
Yes.
Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Put that right in front of your mouth so we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better. Yeah.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. So, Gina, you're the manager of customer...
Member services.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which means what?
Which means that our members can come to an actual office and visit with our member service representatives for any questions they may have on their billing, to make any payments, to come in and connect service, or if they have a question on a lot that they're thinking about purchasing and they want to know what they need to establish the power there, or if they're moving and they're going to rent a house or purchase a house and they want to know what their average usage is, they can contact us or come into our office and give us the service address and we can provide some information for them.
See, you make this sound so simple, but not everyone's doing that anymore, you know. So many people are closing their offices and saying, well, you can reach us at an 800 number. But MEC, we can still go right into an office and talk to humans and say, hey, this is wrong with my bill, or, you know, this is too high, or is it too low, or whatever the case may be.
Absolutely. Or we have a lot of members that just want to come in and do their monthly, hello, how are you?
I want to
walk in and pay my bill because I want to see everybody's smiling faces.
Yeah. And you didn't close during the pandemic, did you?
No, we did not.
You guys still did business every day.
Yep, Monday through Friday, 8
what
to 5.
What a concept. What and a concept. Because so many places that, we can't open the doors for COVID. Why? You know, how'd you get in the building? You know, it's strange that it works for MEC but doesn't work for everybody else.
I think we just tried to service our members. the entire time, just keep our quality customer service up, like
that's
the cooperative model.
That's Gina lowering her voice. No, that's Bo Helms, who's joining us also. So, yeah, they're both in the studio, and I just wanted to play with you and say you lowered your voice. Yeah. So, and that's a big part of MEC is being able to be reaching out to the community.
Mm-hmm. And we're trying to continue that relationship as we endeavor with TWN as well, just continue to have that face and name that people can count on, that partnership, and build off each other.
And that's Regina that you're talking about.
That is right.
She's your liaison.
Yep.
And I would imagine she gets a lot of phone calls during the day, too.
I would imagine. I put that number on almost every advertisement.
763-1100. If you want to get fast internet speed at your house.
Reliable
internet. That's a big part, too. Yep.
And again, they can also come into our office, and they do come into our office because they want to register for TWN or broadband.
Yep.
And we can, as member service representatives, can assist them with that. If not, Regina is there to help as well.
Okay. Because so, you guys can do it, too.
Yes. And, you know, a lot of members like that one-on-one versus the telephone.
Right.
But, you know, we do have those members that want to do social distance, and we do have other options to pay the bill. We have a kiosk now, which is amazing.
That's brand new, huh?
It's brand new. It's on the east side of our building, and you can pay with cash. You can pay with some form of credit card and check. If you don't want to use the kiosk, we also have a Dropbox on the east side of the building. And we have like our Smart Hub app. You can go on to MojaveElectric.com and sign into Smart Hub to make your payment. You can also use the Smart Hub to do reoccurring payments where you don't have to worry about coming in to pay your bill, worry about, oh, it's due, I got to make sure I run down or be on the phone to make the payment. You can set up reoccurring with a credit card or a checking account.
Fantastic. Now, what about the deal where you could get your bill to be the level payment each month?
That is budget billing, and that it sign-ups are every October, as long as you've been at your location for one full year.
Okay.
We can actually determine what your usage is from previous years to give you what your budget would be for a month. And we have a lot of members that just want to pay one certain amount.
Right. Somebody out there waving. You know, I never know who's going to pop by here in the mall. And somebody went over there, they bent way down so they could wave at me. I don't know who it was. Between a hat and a mask, it could have been anybody. So these are all the services that are under your realm.
Correct.
You're in charge of it.
Yeah, and there's even a bit more, too, at member services that you can do as well, right?
Yes, we actually have members that need some payment assistance. Or if they need a little more time to pay their bill, they can come into our credit department.
I bet that happens a lot during the summer, huh?
It does because, you know, we're Bullhead City. It's heat, it's hot, and you're running your air 24/7, and sometimes it's in between pay periods. They just need a little assistance or a little help. We have a lot of agencies in the area that can help with members with that.
Right.
And, yes, they can come in and get some assistance, and we can extend their payment arrangements so that way it helps them with the whatever needs they need.
That's good because during the summer it's a lose-lose. If it's 120, you have to have the air conditioning on. If it's pouring down rain, you have to have the air on. You can't go back to the swamper because it's still too humid.
Humidity.
Then yeah,
right.
So you can sit down with them if there's no assistance, you can still sit down with them and maybe work out something.
Absolutely, we can work out some type of a plan that will help them. We also have Steve Bowman, who's our energy management, that they come in and say,
are you Steve's boss?
No, I'm not.
Oh, too bad, because I was going to bend your ear for about another hour and a half about that guy. No, I'm kidding.
Well, you know, a lot of members will get their bill, and they don't understand why it's so high.
Right.
Well, it could be because we had a really bad cold winter or a summer, and they just need some energy-efficient guidelines. We also have a heat pump rebate that they can come in and fill out and see Steve for. So Steve is really knowledgeable as far as giving tips and ideas of saving energy and what they can do.
The home audit program, too. So we recently updated the verbiage on our website that members can take advantage of. So one of the programs that we offer is a home audit where you can, let's say you think your electric bill is way too high,
you
can go work with Steve and say, I need to understand where I'm losing or where energy is flowing through my house as frequently as it is. He can help you with a home audit, or you can do your own home audit by following our checklist on our website.
Okay.
Yep. And we're also a member of the Touchstone Cooperatives, and they have lists as well, which you can follow the link right off of the home audit page to see what Touchstone Energy recommends for energy efficiency and energy usage as well.
Okay. Wow. And you know, one of the lines that I put in my commercial without even asking you, the live copy is, I said that Mojave Electric continues to buy affordable electricity without a profit.
That's true.
Because you guys are owned by us.
Yep.
And it's a cooperative. Explain that difference, Bo, between your cooperative and Southwest Gas.
The best way to do it is we all own it. Everyone that works, or not everyone that works for us, but most people that work for the cooperative also are members of the cooperative. So it's not like if we're members,
we serve our members.
Yeah. Yeah, we're serving our members, which is also ourselves. So our goal is not to charge ourselves more for electricity by any means. We all want cheaper electricity.
Right.
We got a board of directors. They run everything. We're not a owned
utility.
They're
not there to make money.
Yep.
And a lot of your corporations and other utilities, their board members are there to make money. We're not. We're here to serve our members. And we wouldn't be here if we didn't have members. You wouldn't have a rural electric without the members.
Well, and I know your board chair, Joe Anderson. I've known Joe for 40 years. And I know he's a tightwad and doesn't spend money on anything. And he builds his own house and he builds his own rooms and, you know, because he wants to save and pinch pennies. So that's somebody that I like as a board chair.
Well, our objective is not only to save money, but to be as reliable as possible. So it's one thing to save money and cut corners and not provide good service, but our objective is to provide superior service while saving our members money and helping the community, continuing to build that team relationship with our community.
And when this fiber-based internet comes, that's also going to help Mojave Electric, right?
Oh, absolutely. So there's two parts of that project, right? There's the one side of the project that we're going to supply, or not we, but TWN is going to supply superior internet services, but we're also putting MEC purchase the fiber to increase our electrical advancements with better meter reads or outage notifications. And we're working on bettering our electrical system with the fiber. And if you decide as a member that you want to take it further and have internet service, we've also provided that as well.
Right.
So either way, every meter in our service territory will have fiber to it within 5 years.
Do you realize people driving along right now heard you say superior internet service and almost got in a wreck? Because they're going, what is that?
Yeah.
What is this new thing, superior internet service?
Well, it's reliability. That's what we're shooting for. Just what do they call it? The five nines of reliability. So.
Yeah. All I know is I keep seeing that orange pipey going up all over the place. Is it cable, I guess, or it's the... It's
the conduit. So
the conduit.
That orange that you're seeing will be ran underground, which certain members, they're... and I hope I'm speaking... I am not the engineer, but I believe I have a good understanding of this, but... The orange conduit will be ran underground, fiber will be ran inside that, and that's how we'll keep everything that is supposed to be underground safely.
Okay, because actually it went underneath Silver Creek Road a couple weeks ago.
It did, right behind our office, the arena office. Yep.
Yeah, right there at the parkway.
Yep.
And right underneath, Silver Creek, one of the parkway.
Yeah.
And I saw them on both sides, and one side was pulling, one side was pushing, and I went, wow, they just put that underneath the road.
Yep.
You know, didn't have to tear the road up.
Nope. They have advanced equipment. Everyone keeps asking, well, how are you going to run into our yard without damaging things? And for some situations, we might have, you know, the goal would be to put it back 100%, but they have dwelling equipment and go right under.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But other than TWN, MEC has a lot to offer on our current, which is what member services does. You know, they supply the questions and answers for members.
And you were talking earlier, before we went on the air, about the current issue that you mail out.
Yeah.
And you've got one right there in front of you.
Yeah, I did bring a copy in with me. So we do a current news magazine every other month, and it's every odd month. And March just hit on the 1st. Members should have started to get them in the mail. We put together some good articles. We talked about our new kiosk, the paperless the paperless billing, our purchase power adjuster, which is a pretty intense article for you to read. Again, we're talking about saving our members money. There it goes again. Increasing our purchase power adjuster, and then weatherization, which is a program to help people with low income do energy efficiency upgrades to their home.
Right.
Based off of leveraged money from MEC with WACOG and Bullet City.
I just put a new air conditioner on my house, and they told me it's going to save you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, I paid out $5,500 now. When I get that savings.
Yeah.
But they said that because they're more efficient, because my unit was 30 years old.
Okay.
It was my original unit with my house.
Well, you'll probably see $100 a month savings just in that if it's 30 years old.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then in, let's see, 55 months, I'll break even, or no, what is it?
Well, if you go and meet with Steve or Bill, our energy management team, they can definitely help you pencil out when you will see savings or if we have any rebates or anything that might assist members in upgrading their home. So.
Yeah. And everybody wants that. I think everybody wants to pay less and have a more efficient home to begin
right.
with. You know, we put in new windows a couple of years ago. That helped, too. Well, all of a sudden, wow, everything went down.
Yeah.
We saw our electric bill drop. We saw our gas bill drop.
Well.
And,
Tyler's biggest saying for us is the best savings,
and
energy
savings. Tell the listeners who Tyler is.
Tyler Carlson, the CEO of Mojave Electric. The biggest savings you can make as a member is the kilowatt not used. So, it's of course, there's energy-efficient material or utilities, but turning off that light, not using the kilowatt is where you're going to see the most savings. You know?
Right.
Yep. So if we just practice, you know, energy efficiency, if we leave a room, turn a light off, don't have that extra refrigerator in your garage, like, there's ways to save money if you're willing to.
And the big part about that extra refrigerator is that's usually someone's old refrigerator.
Right, yeah, the least efficient yeah. piece of equipment in the garage where it's the hottest is running the most common.
The one that's absorbing all the energy, and you got a six-pack of Diet Coke in there, and that's it, you know, because you didn't have room when you're in the refrigerator.
Yep.
So, yeah, get rid of those darn things.
Yeah. But one of the weatherization program that we wrote about, that's kind of cool for people with low income because we take our money. So you're not actually applying through Mojave Electric. It's not our program.
Okay.
We just leverage our money against other programs. You can work through WACOG or the City of Bullhead, and you can see home improvements up to $20,000, $40,000. I mean, depending on how intense they need to go because the city will put everything back to code. So not only will you get maybe new ducting, or maybe, you know, all this equipment, they're going to have to put it back to better than what it was before.
Okay.
So it's a good way to, if you think you might qualify for the program, meet with Bill or Steve and let's make it happen. So
that's a good idea because so Steve and Bill can help start the process.
They can help you apply. There's applications. Because it's not our program, you have to work. If you're within the City of Bullhead limits, then you want to apply through Bullhead City. If you're outside of Bullhead, you want to apply through WACOG.
And Bill and Steve can help you do that.
They can help you go in the right direction.
And WACOG, for people that don't know what that is, it's Western Arizona Council of Government.
Right.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Good.
And we'll start the kickoff.
Because Bo didn't know either.
Yeah. I wrote the article, but I do not read them.
That's why he brought you, Gina.
Yeah.
He said, when I get to WACOG, she's got to pop up and say what that means.
Well, just so a lot of our members know, too, they are a really good resource for assisting with utility bills.
Well, and that's important because when you can't pay, you can't pay.
Right. And you know, a lot of people, they just have situations that's uncontrollable, and they just need some help. And that's why they're there, is to help the members.
Yeah. I like it. I like it. Let's take a break, and we're going to come back and chat a little bit more right after this.
Mojave Electric Cooperative encourages our members to participate in the free funding available for our weatherization program, hosted by WACOG in the City of Bullhead to provide energy-efficient home upgrades for low-income families looking to save money on their utility bills. To find out more information about this program, please visit with our energy management staff located in our member services office at 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City, or call 928-763-1100 and ask to speak with an energy management team member today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Is it time for you to review your security system? What? You don't have a security system? Barron Security Solutions can help with that. Barron offers installation of today's best security systems and provides 24/7 monitoring with local service and support. Not sure what system your home or business needs? Let Barron Security Solutions help. With over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area, Barron is the only call you'll need to make. 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
The Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club's third annual Kiwanis Kids Expo is Saturday, March 27th at Ken Fovark Park, 10 o'clock till 2. Kids Expo is all about keeping local children busy, safe, and healthy. The Kids Expo is exclusively sponsored by Tri-State Arcade, Kid Castle, and Laser Tag, all located in Don Laughlin's Riverside Resort and Casino. Over 80 booths filled with information for our Tri-State area children. Youth activities, clubs, sports, associations, organizations, state and county services, hospitals, law enforcement, fire department, and churches. Free fun to be had at the Kiwanis Splash Pad, City Pool, Water Slide, and Bounce House. The Kiwanis thanks our annual community partners. The sponsorship program includes Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, Ron's Tire Pros, Finley Chevy Buick GMC and Used Car Center, River Rat Motorsports, Dot Foods, Rim Country Rock and Yard, and Wickersham Insurance Agency. And media partners, Murphy Broadcasting, TV2, Radio Central, and News West.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Coming up at the top of the hour, news, and then a little Paul Lavoie for an hour with Speak Out. And Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. They continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and they continue to be constantly sanitized. They continue right now to be tested twice a week, everybody in the building, for COVID. And Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, and it's a skilled nursing facility. So if you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. And we're also brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. You heard from them earlier. If it's time to review your life insurance, auto insurance, or home insurance, or commercial insurance, or farm insurance, we found that out today, then you're going to need to call Greg Eidness. It's at 763-8464. His professional staff will sit down with you, go over your policies, and see if they can help save you some money. Maybe they can't, but you don't know until you ask. We're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and TWN Communications, which we've been talking about because everybody's excited. Are you excited?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think everyone can't wait for TWN to get here.
And just so our kids can have more gaming, right?
Well, I don't have that problem.
But even schooling, you know, help with schooling and working from home.
Good
I was talking
answer.
To city of, or the Toby Cotter, the city manager, and he's saying it, even people – now that they can work from home, they can move anywhere, essentially, as long as there's superior internet or reliable internet.
Right.
And but with bringing that to our community, we'll really open up people moving to this area and making it more of a residency.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that you didn't do Arroyo Vista first, because that's where Toby lives.
Ah, well.
Yeah.
We chose the mayor over.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. I also live next to the mayor, so.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Did you build that brand new house?
No, I rent.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm a renter.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Someone just built a brand new house next door to it.
Yeah.
We used to use it. He's in our Kiwanis Club. We used to use it as a parking lot. We had events at his house.
No.
Now we lost our parking lot. Someone decided to build. What the heck?
Yeah.
How dare they?
More people moving.
Yeah, I know. How dare
that,
they?
That darn internet.
Yeah. So what are all the different ways that people can pay their bill?
We have 8 ways to pay.
Wow.
You can pay by phone. We have a 24-hour voice system. You can, by calling the 877-371-9379, you put in your Mojave Electric account number, listen to the prompts. You can pay with a form of a Visa, MasterCard, a Discover card, or a check. It's absolutely free. It does not cost you for using that payment. You can also go through our Smart Hub phone application, which you can download the app. And you can actually pay by using your phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you can actually view that, see how your bills are doing, how your averages are doing. You can set up reoccurring payments so you don't have to worry about it. It's due on the due date of your billing cycle.
Wow.
Yeah, with Smart Hub, you can actually see your daily usage, too, for certain meters. If you if you have a Tantalus meter, and you can, like, compare where you were. So even I'm pulling mine up right now.
Yeah.
I can see yesterday I used 420. Oh, that's for the whole month. Sorry.
Oh.
But you can compare months of usage and day of usage and know if you're on track to save money or not.
Wow.
Yep.
And that payment method as well is absolutely free. We do not charge anyone to use.
And people need to hear that, because usually when they say, I want to pay by check over the phone, oh, well, that's going to cost you $1.95.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you. Mm-hmm. And you guys don't do that.
No, or if you're using some form of credit card or debit card, a lot of people charge you the 3%.
Yeah.
We don't do that either. You can actually walk in and pay cash.
Yeah. What a concept. What a concept.
You can go to our kiosk and pay cash. Just remember that it does not give change.
Right.
So whatever you do pay will be applied to your account as a credit for your next billing.
I want to go do that when my bill is $39.95. I want to put in $2.20s and see that nickel come up. My next bill is a discount.
And if you use the kiosk, you don't need to use your account number. If you have your actual coupon that's on the bottom page of your billing, then there's a little code on the right-hand side. You just scan that, and everything comes up for you.
Ah.
It's like a small QR code on the right-hand side of the backside of your bill. If you take that to the kiosk and scan that QR code, it'll pull it right up.
Wow,
and
this
I know
is a fancy kiosk.
More people are getting familiar with kiosks because of the COVID times, but it's a simple, fast method to get to where you need to go.
Wow.
And it does give you a receipt back. So,
and you can park right in front of it, right?
You can park in front of it, gives you a receipt, and it will actually post immediately. So it's the same as if you walk in the office.
And, you know, something I want to say that most people don't realize this is MEC took out a bunch of bushes that were on that side of that building so that if you were at the kiosk, you weren't, like, hidden, or crime couldn't occur because somebody could hide in the bushes or something like that. And you concreted it and made it nice and slick there.
We even increased lighting around that area as
well,
right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
So there's no planters around the whole building anymore.
Right. So it's more...
It's well-litted.
Lit. Well-lit, yeah. Okay. Good. I like it.
Or you can mail in your payment, too, with your coupon to our P.O. Box 52091 in Phoenix, Arizona, 85072.
How come it goes to Phoenix? Why doesn't it go to your office?
That's a good question. I don't have the answer to that. You should.
Well, the reason why it does that
he should.
Oh, should I know this?
The institution that we work with, their processing center is in Phoenix, and that's where all of our payments go to. And then it's posted immediately, and we get the file, and it's not any different than if you walked in or used the kiosk or our Dropbox.
Okay. So even when you guys do payments, they go to that box?
No.
Well, they go to a bank.
Okay. They go
bank
to the bank.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
It gets posted immediately. And if you have any questions about how to make a payment or you have any questions about your location or your Gonna Connect new service, you just bought a home, that's what our member service office is more than willing to help you. You can also contact our office at 928-763-1100, and anyone can assist you.
And you know what? When you call that number, it's answered locally.
Yeah, yes. Right out of the office.
It's not somebody in another country says, hello, you're MEC, can I help you?
Yeah.
You know, it's answered in Bullhead City.
Yeah.
And probably by your neighbor. I mean, it's somebody who works right here in our community, lives in our community.
Yes,
well, pick up that Current magazine, look at the cover photo, and start to meet the people that will assist you all day.
Yeah, because they're here. They're our neighbors.
Yep.
And that's the best part of MEC is you don't get transferred all over the globe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that does happen with a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you both. 763-1100 if you ever need to get a hold of Bo or Gina, and they'll help you out. We're out of time.
Well thank you so much.
You bet.
Yeah.
All right. Off to the news. Mr. Paul Lavoie is up next. He'll be here for the next hour. We're back tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to talk with the Deputy U.S. Marshal for the state of Arizona. Yeah. So, hope you'll join us tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you then.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin. HD2.